Okay, at the end of the last episode, we mentioned radio waves. Tremendously convenient, but often unreliable. Wireless networks are fantastic for the flexibility of portable devices, accessing the network on the move. But for desktop computers in a fixed office location, where the convenience of wireless is not needed, we need something more reliable, and that means a physical network cable. Made out of copper and transmitting electrical signals. Now there's two types of cable, Ethernet and twisted pair. Ethernet cable is what's likely to be used in a bus network, whereas you'd find twisted pair in a star topology using a switch. Wireless is not fast, but it is convenient. That does not mean to suggest, however, that electrical cables are totally reliable. In fact, network data cables are prone to a type of interference called EMI. It stands for electromagnetic interference. And EMI is caused primarily by heavy industrial machinery, such as that found in a factory, and fluorescent lighting, often found in retail outlets, shops. But EMI is less of a problem than RFI, which stands for radio frequency interference, and this sort of interference affects wireless networks. RFI is caused primarily by microwave ovens. Less of a problem in the workplace, but certainly a problem for home users. Wouldn't it be nice if there was a type of cable we could use for a network that wasn't prone to radio frequency interference, nor prone to electromagnetic interference? Indeed, a type of cable where the signal could travel a significant distance and at great speed. This type of cable is called fibre optic cable, and rather than electricity, this cable actually transmits pulses of light. A clever chap called Einstein once said that nothing travelled faster than light, so fibre optics are the fastest communication media for computer networks, with twisted pair copper cable coming second, and wireless radio waves being the slowest communication media. So which to choose? Well, why choose when we can have a bit of all three? And most networks in any reasonable sized business will consist of a fibre optic backbone in order to connect all of the switches together, twisted pair cables from the switches to the individual computers or servers, and wireless access points also connected to the switches with copper cables in order to provide wireless access for portable devices such as laptops, tablets, and mobile phones. However, it's not uncommon for the wireless part of the network to only provide limited functionality, for example, web access, rather than full corporate access to the network. And it would be quite a usual scenario for a business to provide wireless access as a courtesy to customers or visitors to the business, whereas to use the corporate network to access company data, a user would need to be logged onto a desktop computer using the wired network. And indeed, this is good security, because any old bloke sat outside in the car park in a van could be hacking into the company wireless undetected, but to hack into the wired network, somebody would have to gain physical access to the premises, which makes wired better for security than wireless, as well as being faster. So other than using fibre optic cable as the backbone of a large corporate network, can you think of any situation where fibre optics might have to be used to connect individual computers on a network? The answer is simply any environment prone to EMI, such as shops or factories. So we've talked about speed and interference. Finally, let's try and rank the three connection media types in terms of range. How far can the signal go before it breaks down? Well, luckily, that's very easy to do, because the three connection media actually have exactly the same ranking for range as they do for speed. So fibre optic cable is not only the fastest connection media, it will carry the signal the furthest distance. Wireless is not only the slowest, but has the shortest range. And the range of wireless is significantly affected by concrete walls, because concrete walls contain metal reinforcement. So indeed, certain types of premises may only be good for wireless in an individual room, despite claims that the signal should travel 150 feet. With copper cable, we'd expect to get 100 meters, which means a switch or a repeater needs to be inserted if a run of cable is going to be longer than this. But for fibre optic cable, we're talking several kilometers. So if we put speed and interference issues to one side, fibre optic cable is always the most sensible choice where a business is connecting multiple buildings on the same site. This wouldn't, however, be appropriate for a business that had more than one site, as they wouldn't be allowed to lay a physical cable between the two sites, which would go over other people's property. For that, the multiple sites need to be connected by leasing communications lines from British Telecom. And that sort of network is called a wide area network, also known as a WAN. So to summarise, for a LAN, a local area network, where all the computers are connected on one site, there are three connection media types: wireless, copper cables, and fibre optic cables. For connecting multiple sites over a wide area network, the only option is to use the services of a communications provider. For example, BT.